Civil war officially ended. The dying goes on.
Will you do something to try and stabilize him?
The trouble is, if I could have a dressing.
You don't even have a dressing to put on his head.
The BBC's Mark Doyle travels to Central Africa to find out why they're dying in Congo. Continues Wednesday at 11, 14 and 21 CET.
Warning. You are about to experience a hot mess on CITR Radio Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
You're not about to. It's happening right freaking now,
in
Vancouver.
In real time.
Hello.
What's going on right now?
Welcome to our third show. And you know what they say about the number three?
It's lucky.
Yeah, allegedly. I'm Jay Awesome.
Dos tres. Sorry, Jason Awesome.
Jay Awesome, a.k.a. Chim Richards, a.k.a. Jay Son of a Gun. I'm sitting here with Handsome Anderson.
Are you just going to get a new name every show? Like, on show seven, are you going to have seven names?
Yes.
You're crazy and
like
awesome.
A fox.
Hey, what's up? This is Handsome Anderson. We're chilling out here at UBC CITR 101.9, having a good time on a beautiful, hot-ass Friday afternoon.
It is hot.
This is Ready Eddie. It's one hot and sticky mess up in here with a bunch of sexy mother people.
Speaking of hotness, on our hot show, we have someone from Hot Heat.
Yeah, we've got a great show for you guys today. That was Blondtron, in case you didn't know. She's our resident DJ. We've got so much going on in the show today. My head literally just exploded thinking about it.
Hey, is somebody maybe phoning in? Because I think that something lights up on the board over here.
The boards are lighting up. You know what? We're gonna talk to him in a little minute, but we got Steve Bays from Hot Heat. He's gonna call us if he hasn't done so already,
maybe,
and we're gonna talk. Is it him?
I think so. Let's try.
Let's just check it out.
Oh God, headphones and phones.
Don't we have to screen this first?
No, never.
CITR.
Hi, this is Steve calling.
Steve, how's it going?
Steve.
Steve, this is all four of us. All four of the DJs of Hot Mess are here talking to you live on the air. How's it going, brother?
Good, man. So I'm live right now.
You're live right now.
Why do you call it Hot Mess?
It's because it is a hot mess all over your face.
It's actually really hot in here, and none of us are all that tidy.
And
yeah.
my hair is kind of a mess.
Hot, tidy.
Should we just do this thing now, Steve, or do you want to hang out on the line for a minute? We're going to play a couple tracks and then talk to you and all about Hot Heat.
Because everyone loves being on hold.
Can we chat and then you play songs, or is that not good?
That sounds good to me.
How about we just chat right now and then we play some songs?
That sounds great.
Right now I'm just in an alleyway behind not just another guitar shop. Not just another music shop, it's called now.
What are you doing?
Is the alley hot and messy?
Actually a pretty tidy alley.
What are you doing?
Paul, our drummer, and I were just trying out some guitar amps right now. And some bass amps for our studio.
Because you guys are hard at work in your studio recording the follow-up to Happiness Limited, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I bought this like beautiful vintage Sears Silvertone when I was in Los Angeles last time, and I brought it on the plane, and it was this big ordeal to get it here. And then we were recording the other day, and it just blew up, and it smelled like burnt rubber in the whole studio, and it was disgusting. So now we need a new guitar amp.
You need a new guitar amp, and it also sounds like you need some Lysol and or possibly potpourri.
I'm more worried actually about like the toxic fumes, because all those old tubes, they have like weird mercury.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
And like asbestos-lined walls.
It's called rock cancer.
Yeah, essentially, but we're gonna record some drums later tonight. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing music-wise right now, because you guys released Happiness Limited last year, was it now?
Yeah.
Last year, and you guys released that album. Previous to that, you had also recorded another album, if I'm not mistaken, that didn't really see the light of day.
It was kind of like we did one version of the record, and then we kind of like second guessed ourselves. So, and then we wanted to do more, and so yeah, we basically just recorded a bunch of songs that never came out. And now I kind of actually want to put them out now, but we're just really impatient, but also we can't really decide what we want to do ever. So the way to solve that problem was to build our own studio in Gastown, and now we write a song and we record it that same week, and then we just put it away.
And then sometimes
every week you're like a completely different person.
Sometimes you guys have people come down and hang out in the studio. Sometimes I wake up on a couch there. I don't know where I am. Stuff like that goes on too. It's rock and roll.
Yeah. No, this is actually doing it this way is probably the most rock and roll way because I just didn't really like the bureaucratic process of like, you know, you have to like submit demos to the label and then you have to like book studio time and you sometimes wait months and months and then you don't even feel like you're in a fucking band anymore.
Yeah.
So the way that I've wanted to do it my whole life has just been to write a song and record it. And, you know, it's not going to be as hi-fi sounding as if you go do it like at the Capitol Records building or
right.
whatever. But to me, it actually sounds a lot more raw and a lot freakier. And
I like that.
Know,
is it still going to make us want to scissor kick the moon like all the old Hot Hot Heat stuff?
It's actually, this stuff is probably the freakiest stuff we've ever done. It's like, we just keep telling ourselves we want it to be like a freak show and we want it to be music from the future and we want it to just, you know, it still has to have like a certain level of catchiness or we kind of lose interest.
Yeah.
But everything else about it is just a total freak show. Like it's a lot of weird time signatures. Like we did one in 6/4 and one in 7/8 and we're recording one that's in 5/4 tonight. And then we do weird things where like the vocals will be in one time signature. Like the vocals will be in 4/4. So like you're singing along and bobbing your head in a normal rhythm, but all the rest of the music is doing like these weird counter rhythms. It's pretty trippy.
I'm stoked, dude.
Steve, I have a question for you. It's Sam. Hi.
How are
you?
I know you.
I know. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah, let's go out tonight.
That doesn't sound like a question, Sam.
Okay, I have a question. Do you remember the Bay House, like that house down on Bay? And we met, I think I was like 16, and I was dressed as Tina Turner. And I believe you were
also
an African-American person. And neither of us are African-American. It was amazing.
That's rare that people switch race for Halloween. Was it Halloween or were you just dressed like
or
that?
Were we just doing it for fun? Unless you're Robert Downey Jr.
Is it really that rare? I don't know. Steve, a couple more things. Just one last quick question here. What is Maliha-ism?
Well, Patrick Maliha, for the people that are listening and don't know who he is, he's a local comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Of questionable taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some call
a genius, others call an idiot savant.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say idiot savant would be a fair description.
Right.
He can be very vulgar and pull it off and do it quite well and you don't even really realize it. And other times he can be vulgar and have the opposite effect, just really offend.
And people. So Patrick Maliha, a.k.a. Balky Jesus, it was decided upon mostly by you, but kind of we sort of part and parcel shared the ownership of a new religion called Malihaism.
Yeah.
Where we basically pray to Patrick Maliha.
It represents everything unholy and sacrilegious just about existence in general.
So if anyone wants to join our new religion, you can probably go and message Steve Bays at their website. You can probably go down to MySpace, check out Hot Hot Heat. Steve, what's your regular website?
Well, we have a .com, just the band name.
HotHotHeat.com.
But we're more of a Facebook, MySpace kind of band, I think.
And you can reach you on MySpace at MySpace.com/...
Hot Hot Heat.
And speaking of Hot Hot Heat, we're going to listen to some Hot Hot Heat right now. Thank you very much for calling in, you
Mary
handsome
Maliha.
Genius.
I wish you guys a good rest of the show, and the listeners, make sure you have a good Friday night.
Mary Maliha.
You're only young once, and props to Patrick Maliha for his ongoing...
Happy Malahanika.
Insanity.
All right, brother. Thanks so much for calling in.
Have a great day, man.
Bye.
Hot Hot Heat.
See you, Sam. Bye.
Let's listen to some Hot Hot Heat. On 101.9 CITR
Radio Vancouver.
Do it.
It's playing.
It's playing.
It's not playing.
Wow. This is embarrassing.
We rock.
This is
super embarrassing, so I'm just going to keep talking about how we're about to play some Hot Hot Heat.
How about now?
I was called a hot mess. Do you have it up?
I was called
I have
a hot
it up,
mess.
People.
No. I was called a hot mess.
No, that's not it either.
Oh, well, now.
What a gong show radio
no,
show this
it's just
is.
Fun because we're just like.
I was called a hot mess.
There you go.
It would have been so awesome if after talking to Steve Bass from Hot Hot Heat, we went right into some Hot Hot Heat.
Fantastic.
I actually feel silly with disappointment that that didn't just happen.
I feel giddy.
I'm going to take a sip of this beer.
Oh!
Okay, can we, like, do this proper?
Let's do this again one more time. All right.
Okay, hold on. Can I just make a nice segue? Can I make a nice, like, professional radio segue? That was Steve Bays from Hot Hot Heat. He's the sexiest man in Canadian rock, arguably. And now we're going to listen to three songs in a row by his handsome band, Hot Hot Heat, 101.9 CITR.
Vancouver.
FM Hot Mess.
Okay,
so manipulated, so calming, so patient, yet oh so calculated.
safe and comforting. This doesn't feel like burning. So fun, I'm distracted. Forgot to keep track of it. So perfect, you paint it. Yet so manipulated. So calming, so patient, yet calculated. So perfect, you paint it. Yet so manipulated. So calming, so patient, yet calculated. Time to dance with me.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's Sam.
Hey, sorry. Hi, I'm here.
It's hard to multitask while running radio.
It's okay. I have to explain something to the people out there. We have two handsome men that sit on one side of a table.
Yes.
Their names happen to be Jason Awesome and Handsome Anderson. And on the other side of the table...
Ready Eddie.
The
beautiful Blondron.
And Blondron run the shit.
There's a lot of buttons, keys, computers.
So if I ever sound like a space cadet, It's because I am one, but also because I'm doing something else.
You know what?
I'm
you
not
guys are like,
yet.
If we were the if we were the bridge of the Star Trek Star Spaceship Enterprise on Star Trek, you guys would be like Ensign Ron and Ensign Pete. And Matt's pretty much like Bones McCoy or Spock.
Well, no, I'd way rather be Bones because I definitely think you had a flask stashed in that bodysuit somewhere.
I kind of like to think I'm Captain Kirk because I really look good in yellow. Duster, who is our guest DJ that we forgot to mention because our show's been such a weirdness off the top, he's going to probably be Scotty.
Dude, how awesome.
Duster, scream in a Scottish accent.
Terrible with accents.
Oh, really? Good job. Good job. Yeah. Good job. Nice. Nice. I'm terrible in Scottish accents.
So, out of the way, Jimmy.
Pretty much when you're a landing party from Star Trek and you land on a planet, the ensigns die. If Ensign Ronnie and Ensign Pete here, a.k.a. Reddy, Eddie, and Blanchon, were to die when we visited the planet Hoth,
this ship would crash.
Yeah, it would crash hard. And I'd be making out with an alien chick in the corner, a la Captain Kirk. You'd be like, damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a snowblower. Because I don't know if you're familiar, Hoth is a cold ice planet.
Yeah, it's an ice planet.
What are you talking
about? You guys are crazy.
All right.
Y'all are silly.
Let's talk about something current, like how Olympics and Canada don't mesh well.
Let's go to our lady over in the east.
Right.
I hope she's talking about...
Shall we dial her and let's see if she's on the line here? All right. Hold on. Let me work my magic. I'm working the buttons.
Okay.
She's calling her right now. It's foggy, acid rain, lungs of pain. Your rights are gone, deep fried prawn. It's Chinese girl in China.
Hello, is this Rachel?
Hi there, how's it going, guys?
Oh, good. How's China treating you today?
It's a beautiful day. I see blue sky, not a cloud in the sky.
Nice.
Lovely.
That's a good change, isn't it?
It's a great change. 2 days ago, there was such a heavy rain that I got completely drenched.
Wow.
Blue sky in red China.
Yes, correct.
So I hear by little birdie that you've seen quite a few celebrities. Who have you spotted in your travels down there in Beijing 2008?
Oh, I haven't seen too many lately. But I saw Bill Gates when he arrived at the private airport. So that was cool. I was in an elevator with Glenn Close.
That's pretty cool. 101 Dalmatians.
Totally. She was super nice.
You remember her from 101 Dalmatians. I remember when she was the bunny boiler.
What?
In Fatal Attraction. Wasn't that Glenn Close?
Yes. That's awesome.
Did you go, hey, Glenn Close, boiled any bunnies lately?
No, actually, I didn't realize it was Glenn Close. Like, I was just being nice to her, chit-chatting in the elevator.
And then
I looked at her name tag, and I was like, oh, that said Glenn Close.
That's fantastic. So let's actually talk about the Olympics. What have been the highlight sports that you've seen so far?
I got to see some swimming, so that was really cool. I got to see Michael Phelps. Yeah. They were doing the 4x100 freestyle relay. They won gold.
Whoa,
that was
cool.
His second gold, so that was pretty exciting. Yesterday I went to diving, and it was just the women's preliminary 3-meter springboard. But Canada has a really good chance in that. So
we need a medal.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's
like, seriously, why are we not winning medals?
I don't know. It's actually quite brutal.
Is the vibe like really low because of that? Like, because I'm sure you're around a lot of Canadians.
Morale. We want to know about morale.
Morale is not too low. Like, I mean, there's still lots of exciting things that are happening for Canada, and there's still some sports coming up that Canada has a really good chance in, like softball,
baseball. I have
heard
that we're breaking a lot of like Canadian records, regardless.
Maybe. I haven't
heard
that.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's like headline news that Canada's going to send the Prime Minister over because he wants to pump up morale. I was like, way to go. Kind of late now. Have you heard that over there?
No, but I question why the Prime Minister wasn't here for the opening ceremonies.
But no, they're going to send him over because they want to pump up the team. I'm like, what?
Well, I don't know if that really will boost morale. But anyway...
So many pie-eyed optimists in Canada. You know what? I think we should just all quickly just sing the first couple lines of the national anthem. Let's do it right now.
Ready?
Oh, Canada.
That's enough. Rach, thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
Are you ever coming home?
I am coming home on the 29th. 2 weeks.
Yay!
Countdown.
Awesome.
Big party.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure we're going to talk to you again one more time really quickly. But thank you so much. Have fun and enjoy your time in China.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye, Rach.
Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
I can't believe they're sending over the prime minister to boost up morale.
Yeah, like, where was he at the beginning?
Where is he with the money?
Shouldn't they be sending, like, crates of Red Bull or, I don't know, or maybe, like, giving our athletes more than $10,000 a year to live off of?
Can I just say, as a part-time semi-professional athlete in my high school career, which it wasn't
What was your
much,
sport of choice?
I wasn't professional. I was a wrestler. Laughing.
Wait a minute. Is this a bad joke?
No, this is true. You guys didn't know
this. Do you
wear
the little unitards?
I'm going to wear my singlet next
class. Singlet, that's it.
Do they have female wrestling in the Olympics?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They're really good. We have a really great team.
I'm so uneducated.
One of the female wrestlers actually, I don't know what country, but got kicked out because of doping
is
in female wrestling.
Was it China?
I don't know what.
Was it, yeah, was China it from the WWE in China.
Yeah.
That would be
that
awesome.
That would be the best. I would pay a lot of money to see that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But seriously, as an athlete, I was only like the lowest level karting, but I got like half off at White Spot and free massages and crap like that. But, you know, it's not much, I got to tell you. So I don't think seeing Stephen Harper would make me feel very happy.
Yeah, all that right. guy's not going to motivate right. me to do anything.
Bottom line, step it up, Canada.
So yeah, we've
That's
got
a little
some
harsh.
No, no, you know what? It's called tough love, and I'm yeah. just going to be dropping it like that all show.
See that Michael Phelps guy? Follow him around for a week and figure out what the hell he's eating and have some of
I
that.
I will have you know that there are some very, 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 very qualified Canadian swimmers from this exact campus, UBC,
who
have broken records. Now,
oh, really?
Give me a name.
Really?
Give me a name.
That's awesome, Ed. How about you kiss some more ass? I think okay. we should listen to music.
I have Whatever. To tell you, this will pump up the athletes. I hope they're listening because I used to listen to AC/DC when I was warming up for a match. And this is the Crookers remix of Thunder, and it will explode your brain. It's also available on our blog, hotmess.org.
Thunder.
It's hot and messy. 101.9 CITR. Hot mess.
Shake it, shake it.
to do. my shit. This skinny ass chick with some makeup tits. I'm anorexic, vegan bitch. I ain't seen these, I ain't seen shit. Can't get a grip, this can't get tipped. King booty, no playboy shit. How she expect me to pay some wage? I'm flat ass looking like Lucy.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Shake, shake that ass.
Bitch, fall over. You diamond bitch, so come find me, bitch. These bills could make you over. Whip them hips like a chauffeur. Hold up, bitch, fall over. And you diamond bitch, so come find me, bitch. Make clap, 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 damn, damn, wham, wham, shake that.
Bitch, and let me see what you got. Shake, shake that.
Definitely, definitely brought the beat.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, this is Eddie hanging out here. We want to know what's going on in the world. We have lots of current events happening. We have lots of stuff going down. Therefore, let's hear a little Nose for News.
Hanson Anderson has a nose for news.
Okay, people, picture every Japanese government office in Japan. They're going about their day, they're having coffee, they're filing papers, they're not having sex in the copy room, when all of a sudden, a missile attack alarm goes off. Yes, that's right, folks, a missile attack warning went off in all local government offices in central Japan. But luckily, no one panicked too much before they found out it was a false alarm. I guess they've been a little sensitive about that kind of stuff ever since Kim Jong-il decided to launch some missiles at them back in 1998. I know I would be. What a fantastic way to start your day.
Hello, Hans Bricks!
Also in Ohio, Cincinnati, a 70-year-old man decided he doesn't trust paper money anymore, but he needed a new truck. So what does he do? He delivers $16,000 worth of change to a dealership to cover half the cost of his new truck.
Did he get it there in a truck?
How much was shipping?
I don't know, dude.
Seriously, though, how much was shipping?
It was probably, you're right, that was kind of...
I can't even, wow.
Listen, right. Anyways, it came in 16 coffee cans, and it took all the employees over 90 minutes to count it all.
90 minutes?
But check this out, his wife, Betty, cut them a check for the other half.
Wow.
That's you know a good though? Wife.
I'm actually surprised it was only 16 coffee cans. What are these, like, those Maxwell House, like,
things? It's $1,000 in every coffee can.
I'm surprised it only took 90 minutes to
change.
Count it.
No, they don't have loonies saying. And toonies. That's no. Quarters and dimes.
Yeah, and they're not good and they're grief. Not shaped. They're not circular either. They're shaped like I don't know, like hexagons and
whatever
stuff.
It is.
Have you been to America?
I would have said no.
Oh, wait, I thought we were still talking about the Asian story.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about
you know what?
The news.
I'm not even paying attention.
Okay. And last but not least, poor old Timothy Tackett is truly sorry. The Burger King employee who was recorded taking a soapy bath in the restaurant's utility sink has apologized. In the wake of his viral video sensation, Tackett, who identified himself as Mr. Unstable, has said that he would like to apologize to Burger King. He also regrets taking the bath because it led to the firing of the employee who recorded it, as well as the restaurant's shift manager. But please note, although the former employee is now banned from the Burger King restaurants where he once worked, he insists that it is a totally safe place to eat.
And okay. You know what? Burger King owes me a freaking apology. Because the last time I decided to go to town, really hungover, I ordered the Big Mac with the poutine.
You can't get a Big Mac at Burger King.
I mean the Whopper with the poutine.
Yeah.
With cheese or without cheese?
With cheese. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, heart attack in a sack. It hurt for a week. So anytime you want to formally apologize, Burger King...
Your
I'm
apologies
waiting.
Welcome.
But you can always take a bath in their utility sink.
Or I could probably not eat fast food like an idiot.
I think the video's still up. I'll try and find a link. I think the YouTube
Why don't we
shut
it up
down,
on our
but
blog?
I'll find a link to it and put it up on the blog because it's pretty ridiculous. Like, he's like this little man in a sink cleaning himself at Burger King, which is really odd and
weird.
Strange and not attractive.
Why do you want a bath at Burger King? Like, what?
It was probably funny at the time.
Haha.
And now he's paying the
price.
Yeah,
put it up on the blog. The blog being hotmess.org.
Yeah.
Or if you want to talk to us or tell us or give us feedback or have a great story, make sure you email us at theshow@hotmess.org.
Yeah, so we're going to get into some more music.
Yes.
And you guys got to hang around. Keep the dial locked at 101.9 CITR because coming up next, we have an interview with the genius Curtis San Diego. And we're also going to be talking to our guest DJ, Duster. Dusty,
yes.
The Duster Dustman.
You want to come over here, sir, and tell us what you got going down in the city? What's happening?
How's it going there, fans? Oh,
right
yeah,
here.
So when we meant coming up in the next segment, we're going to
yeah,
talk to Duster,
meant
we meant right now, apparently, according
yeah.
to Ed.
Well,
apparently,
I don't
Duster
know.
Thinks
apparently I'm
that
slow,
mics
so.
Just follow him around.
Hot mess!
So you got a blog that everybody's supposed to check out. What's the blog called?
Yeah, you can check out shitspoppingoff.com. It's Russian. You got to think of it as a Russian thing. It's S-C-H-I-T-Z-P-O-P-I-N-O-V.
In case you didn't know how to spell shits popping off.
And yeah. You'll also put that up on our blog, hotmess.org.
Yeah.
We'll and you got some stuff going on tonight? Or
yeah, I'm working with a couple guys, Tyler and Dan, at the School of Mix. Bartending DJ school, and tonight's an open house. Free vodka. Mm. Some people might like
Whoa.
That.
I don't think that anybody in this
That's
room
dangerous.
Likes vodka. Nobody here likes
free
vodka.
Vodka on the air.
Yeah. What's the address of that joint?
Right. Addresses. I think it's 908 Main Street. It's Main. It's Main at Main at Fryer.
So
5,000 people.
So you now know
up.
The address for Free Vodka Vancouver.
I hope it's the right address because some old lady's going to answer her door and there's going to be 5,000 kids outside going, "Where's
no,
the free vodka?"
It's at the M Bank, the old Bank of Montreal on Main Street, right across from the Cobalt, the fancy Cobalt.
Wait, Curtis has got his 2 cents on this.
Free vodka now. I don't even know, man. That I don't even think that's legal.
It's Van Gogh, too, so it's quality.
Oh.
Quality.
So Puff Daddy will be at the show.
Boom. How about we listen to some music on Hot Mess CITR 101.9 FM.
All right,
thanks,
Duster. We have some brand spanking new music from our friend Titsworth, Jesse Titsworth. It's his real last name. I've seen his driver's license. It's WTF featuring Kid Sister and Pace Rock.
What's up?
it's like over. How you a white chauffeur fair? Oh, fuck, tell her get a pay slip. I'm running this shit just so I can slice hoes and handle that. If you can't speak, I'm holding all the cards to read them and whip. Black hot, call me shots on the box. Spray by the Zan, you can ask the rock.
Pace banger, heavy, big bang, and beats and big paper. Big with your girl, didn't even have the game up. So fresh, so clean, and so gangsta. Not for nothing, like it's free or something. Fuck that, we in the club, frontin' with these plastic humans, robots, mannequins, fucking on the floor like they never gonna dance again. Great to look at, murder to talk to. Hit it one time, that's a license to stalk you. Step to a real proper, shot down like Nancy Sinatra. Faded, fuck up, dead, exhausted. She all on the thing and she can't get off it. I'm in a kitty bank making deposits where you were contemplating, trapped in the closet. Motherfucker split the blunt like apartheid. And roll with us while we party on the dark side. Come along, get together, we can hang on it. Let it bang bang, speed it up, put some James on. Wait, what the fuck? Everybody on drugs, indie fucks, pseudo thugs. All of y'all can get these nuts.
What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah. What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
On CITR. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, what's your name?
This is Hector.
Hey, Hector, how's your day?
Good, buddy, good.
Nice. Can we put some music on for you or something?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could play that new Jock and Jay-Z, you know, the one produced by Kanye.
Yeah, dude, that's a fantastic track. I love how Jay-Z goes after Oasis. That's pretty sweet. Hey, we'll get that on the radio for you in a second here. Is that cool?
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Only rappers still get money in a drought. I move south in the global. I'm a mobile, 50,000 feet in the air, and I'm still on my mobile. Fuck talking about the recession, it's just depressing. I rock with Obama, but I ain't no politician. And I chill with the thugs and the gangsters too. I ain't the blood, but I'm one with the boys in blue. Crooked officer, crooked officer. Why you wanna see me in a coffin, sir? Is it against the law the way I'm flossing, sir? Benz's, Rolls Royces, and Porsches, haters like, oh, why you still talking money shit? Cause I like money, bitch. I like fly shit. You like gossip. I let you do you. Why you ride my shit?
I see you jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
I'm so dope, boy.
I see you jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
I'm so dope, boy. That bloke from Oasis said I couldn't play guitar. Somebody should have told him I'm a fucking rock star. Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna throw it back to you. I'm living life as a rocker. I'm like Pimp C, partner coming down in Mercedes, peeling off on the boppers. Worldwide show, I'm coming down in a chopper. 180,000 screaming, hold with the rocker. It's too easy. I got ladies on shoulders showing me they chi-chis. I met Honey at the show last year, but now I'm acting brand new like a world premiere. Yeah, I know life ain't fair, but chill, baby girl, my girl is here. I got models in the mosh pit dancing on beat, but they know the words to my shit.
Jockin' JC, Jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, Jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC,
Jockin'
JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC,
Jockin'
JC.
I'm so dope, boy, fresh.
Jockin' JC, Jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC.
gotta jock Jay-Z, jock fly shit. You ain't gotta jock me, homie, jock my chick. Jock her Sonati, she body you with the fit. No, that's not Pilates, her body's just thick. You ain't gotta jock her, nigga, jock my click. Jock the dope boys, cause we all toss bricks. Federale jock me while I'm crossing the bridge. Click, click, take a portrait of this. I ain't no pretty boy, I got a gorgeous wrist. Cut handsome checks and my flow's pretty sick. I'm so ghetto chic. I'm with a hood and high fashion meat. Ooh wee, I'm like the camouflage Louis. How you niggas want it, the tux or the tule? Haters, I ain't mad at you. If it wasn't me, I'd probably jock me too.
See you jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC, jockin' JC.
Yeah.
Jockin' JC.
I'm so dope, boy, fresh.
That was hot, hot, hot.
Hot mess. That was Dopey McDope Fresh. If I was going to be a hip-hop artist, and I was going to go on tour with guys like Jay-Z and or Curtis Santiago, I'd call myself Dopey McDope Fresh McGee.
That's name number four.
Name number four.
Curtis, what do you think about that hip-hop name? If I was going to come on tour with you and just, like, be a backup MC.
That couldn't happen because with a name like that, you'd obviously have to be in the forefront. So okay. Not have to take a hype man name like Cucumber Cool Jean.
Cucumber Cool Jean?
Yeah. I like Cucumber Cool Jean.
Yeah,
I like that.
It implies so many things on so many levels.
You are listening to Hot Mess 101.9 FM CITR, and right now in the studio we have probably one of the coolest, most eclectic, most innovative, well, I'm not even going to say hip-hop, because it is hip-hop, but it's also so much more, so let's have him talk about his own music. This is Curtis Santiago.
What's up?
How's it going, dude?
It's going very, very, very well.
So what are you? I love when I go to your MySpace site and the first thing I see is half Prince, half Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much, does that sum it up?
That sums it up.
Yeah?
That sums it up, man.
It actually does perfectly. Like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, Curtis Santiago. You wouldn't even need to say that you were talking about Curtis.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's the sex and the being able to just have fun.
Yeah.
And perform, you know? Well, Prince is a performer, but he's also kind of serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do what a lot of artists I've noticed are doing now is sort of bringing more of the musicality back into hip hop. And is that important to you? Because you sing, you throw some rhymes down, and you bring in a lot of different styles into your music that sort of becomes the conglomerate that is Curtis Santiago.
I've found that, like, I grew up listening to hip hop from day one, like 3 years old, parents playing Sugar Hill, the early version. And I just, like, found the lack of progression in a lot of beat production, where it's like, I love the new sounds and new twists, but it was still a lot of the same. So I just naturally gravitated to something, you know, wanting a little bit more, wanting more live instruments, or not even, like, just different sounds, you know?
Right.
Like, how my friend Mickey Fax does it in New York, where it's just, like, it's all just music.
Right.
You know?
Coming from a place like Edmonton, Alberta,
mm-hmm.
and then bringing
Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Sherwood Park, Alberta. All right, let's not make that mistake ever again.
I'll get stabbed.
Yeah, exactly. Edmonton, you dangerous, dangerous bastard, / Sherwood Park. Dude, I grew up in St. Albert, so I know the drill.
Can you tell me a little bit about this album? Because I know, like, you recorded it, and then you did a sort of semi-release, and then what's this? I've seen a new jewel case. It's exciting.
Yeah, we've changed the art on it, but we've constantly been rebranding it because it's not really out until it hits, like,
everywhere.
A million people, right? Until
exactly.
It's, like,
yeah.
Everywhere.
And so. It should be.
Ladies and or gentlemen, if you haven't seen the cover of TKO by Curtis Santiago, listen. Like, dude, Pilates? What's going on? Because you, sir... I don't know. You're like on a high protein, low fat, low saturated, like ripped.
Let's call that eating cobalt paint and macaroni and cheese and smoking a lot of weed. That's right there. That's how you get that.
That's how you get this Curtis Santiago six pack.
And a tie bow.
Right on, man.
You look, that kind of actually really, you're channeling Tybo right now on the back.
On the back?
And on the front.
Well, Billy Blanks was there for the whole shooting of the video.
I should hope so.
This is what this is one of my favorite things to do. Talk about visual things on radio. You know what I mean? But this is kind of cool. It's a nice segue too, because not only is Chris Santiago a musician, he's also quite an accomplished artist.
Nice turnaround.
Yeah,
you know, it's
called being a freaking professional.
That's why you just popped your pee right there.
Yeah, right. So let's talk about the art for a minute.
Yeah.
Because talking about art is a difficult thing to do, obviously. But sort of explain to us what you do. You had a showcase here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So tell us about that and how it went and what you actually do with your visual arts.
I just had my first one-man exhibition, a solo show, and it went amazing well at the Grace Gallery. I've been painting for about 7 years. Eight months ago, I decided to take a painting out with me to Half Alive. And I was showing my friend Phil from The Good News, the drummer. And behind him was this girl, Rachel, who just popped out and she's like, "We're going to do an art show and it's going to be amazing." And I'd never done an art show to that point. And so we did it. And I've sold a lot of work and gained a lot of commissions and things are just blowing up.
Would it be fair to call you a Renaissance man?
That's totally what I'm aiming for, man.
Right.
That's totally what I'm aiming for.
Right on, dude. You guys, if you should see these purple glasses he's got on right now. They are electric, they are purple, and they make me want to woo you.
Woo me.
Not even misdirected woo. That's just what I do is actually. I'm a straight guy and I hit on straight guys on radio. That's what I do now. It's my new thing.
Curtis, I have one question for you before we play all your fabulous, fabulous tracks.
What's that?
Including me, how many of my friends have you made out with?
Oh,
fuck! Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
And technically, you and I never made out because you chose chaos over me.
This
is the dirty dirt now. Holy smokes, man.
You've got your black men confused.
All right. All right. That's a nice note to go out on for this interview. But before we play some music, we got to mention some shows because you got a lot of stuff going up. So just like, let's hit it.
August 21st, the Biltmore with Mohawk Lodge.
Yes.
August 23rd, Booty Shake Party with My Gay Husband, Save the Drama.
Yes.
August 30th, Justice Rocks for the Pivot Legal Society.
31st at the Arts Club, September 3rd.
Because I'm moving. September 3rd, I'm moving. I'm leaving Vancouver, going out east.
And if you want more information, go to
CurtisSantiago.com.
Or the MySpace site?
CurtisSantiago1.
Here we go. Curtis Santiago on Hot Mess.
Down on Ginger Street last Saturday. She was walking down the runway, kind of looking my way as she pulled.
Hands on her hips.
As soon as it was over, Annabelle came over with two glasses of wine. We were smiling as we were talking like old lovers reuniting after a long time. To your goddess, stay away.
Steady up in my space, if you know what I mean.
Hope we keep bumping at the bar when you're shining like a dirty star. Got my mind on places. Lights come on, you say let's go. Tell me no one gotta know about what we wanna do.
What
am I gonna do? I can't.
Armani, B&G, Burberry. Call me hetero, metro, homo, I don't care. I love to look good.
Love to look good.
Love to look good. I'm just a simple sagger boy with style to spare. I love to look this good.
Love to look good.
I love to look good.
To look
I'm
good.
A fashion whore, a fashion whore. Like Wendy Gwen, like Didi, like Kanye. I look pretty. I'm a fashion whore. Oh, a fashion whore. Showing D-squared jeans, box cut, so 93, baby. Got Hollywood say, oh, he's so arty. Disco,
rockin'.
That's where we go when the cat walks over.
Disco, rockin'.
When you look this good, the party don't stop. Call me hetero, metro, homo, I don't care. I love to look good.
Love to look good.
Love to look good.
Love to look good.
I'm just a simple stagger boy with style to spare. I love to look good.
Love to look good.
Like Gwen, like Didi, like Kanye, I look pretty. I'm a fashion whore, oh, a fashion whore. Like Gwen, like Didi, like Kanye, I look pretty. I'm a whore.
My word, Curtis Santiago, where have you been all my life?
Right here, baby.
All right, now this right just here. Came up. This just came up. And is this a fact or is this not a fact? Because our resident DJ Blantron, you actually named her.
Yes.
Where does Blantron come from?
Because her head is really stiff and robotic-like.
Oh, that's
and
rude.
And she's blonde.
I'm her head when she dances. Oh, no.
No, I thought it was because I was, like, in the studio all the time with all
my
shit.
I guess how that came out probably sounded worse than it actually meant. But I meant because she had no rhythm. But I'm just razzing on it because she dissed me with her girls or caught me on the girls thing.
I was joking.
Okay, but Blantron came from because we were calling her, like, she was so futuristic. She came to the studio and she had, like, this futuristic vibe and we were calling her a robot and we changed it to Blantron 2000. Now it's just Blantron. But nothing rude intended.
Nothing rude.
And that right there is a little tidbit of information that not only did you not know, but we didn't know it either.
Because
we've got a caller on the line, Blantron, do we not?
Yes, we do. I think it might be someone really handsome.
Hello?
Yo, who's here?
It's Baz.
Baz, who? How's it going?
DJ Ernest Zane from last week's show.
Huh?
You were DJing on our show last week. You were a guest DJ last week, and now you just can't stay away.
That's right. I got a question for Duster.
You got a question for Duster, who is our new guest DJ this week.
That's correct.
What do you want, Baz? What do you want? Let's make it snappy.
I'm gonna ask you a question on air.
All right. What's the question, Baz?
You're on air, Baz.
Are we on air?
Yep.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. I wouldn't lie to you, Baz. What's your question for Duster?
The question is for Duster. Hi, Duster.
Hi, bud. How you doing?
I'm a big fan. Big, huge fan. I catch all your shows.
Yeah, okay.
And,
what do you want?
I just wanted to know your last show at the Pump Jack.
Right. I can't forget that.
The
that was special.
What was the song you played around 1 o'clock? It was an Erasure song.
Trouble. Actually, that was you at Republic. Don't you play there on, like, Thursdays?
Sure, I'm pretty sure it was the Erasure song you played around 1:30. Do you remember which song that was?
No. Do you remember? I can't remember.
Is it just the remix?
I can't remember, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll catch you next show next week, next Saturday. I'll see you at the pump.
Jerk.
I love you. I love everything you do.
You're a good
amazing.
Shit, bud.
Well, I don't know because I've never been to the Pump Jack, but I'm assuming that playing Erasure at the Pump Jack would be a huge hit.
I think it's
a huge hit. No, the boys loved it. They loved it.
It's a hot mess.
They all loved it. All right. Amazing.
At the Pump
Thanks
Jack.
A lot calling in, Baz, if you want to
Thank
know.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you. And your harmonica necklaces,
You guys should go Google Ernold Sain right now if you want to know
it's
more
all
about
on our
him.
Blog.
Or go read our blog, hotmess.org. But right now, we're taking the music away from Blantron. We're turning it over to our new guest, DJ Duster, who's going to be spinning for the rest of the night here on our show, hotmess.org. Check it out, because we're going to be posting some of his beats on our blog at some point in the near future. And I think it's really... you know what? I think it's neater than a Skeeter's Peter.
That's dopey-dope-dope-dope-dope McGee.
So I don't know. What do you guys want to do right now? There's so many options. Do we listen to some of Duster's beats off the bat?
I think Anderson has something to say, though, first. Don't you not? I don't know. No?
Yeah, I always have something to say. But right now, I definitely think we should listen to more music before we get into some chatty chat.
I'll tend to agree with that. Duster, you ready to rock the turntables like nobody's business?
Shout it louder.
I'm ready!
I like that. It's like hearing you call it from a mountaintop.
Well,
CITR, Hot Mess, 101.9, what can we say?
Do it!
I'm not.
This is Ready Eddie. I just got a call from Sandroid. He's out at a house party, hanging out in Vancouver, listening. So thank you so much, guys, for
What's
listening.
What's up, house party?
You know what? We were going to do a big, long goodbye, but screw this shit. We're going to get right back into Duster right now. See you later. Tune in next week, 6 to 7:30.
Big thanks to Curtis San Diego. Big thanks for the whole...
Okay, you know what, guys?
Hey,
we
listen, I've had a couple Coronas.
Okay, you know what? Screw this shit. Goodbye. Duster.
Ass get the jiggling, ass get the jiggling, ass get the jiggling, motherfucking wiggling, motherfucking, motherfucking, motherfucking wiggling, ass get the jiggling, ass get the jiggling, ass get the jiggling, motherfucking wiggling, ass get the jiggling, ass get the jiggling.
Dropping pussy hole, popping, knocking niggas' eyes out they socket, taking money out they pocket. Shoot them to the moon like a motherfucking rocket. Pussy start balls, turn bitches in the stars. Get food behind bars and smoke like cigars. I prefer switch off before I leave. Car, I got a treat for this trick. This dick a skeeter. I come, if she came, I went to see her.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11, 12.
yeah, we about to hit the club. Slide to the left, let's go it up. Ain't no time with the fellas, my friend. Better see you do messy things. Fly ass beauty just to hit the scene. Rich dude kid to the bank machine. In the club, they said, so watch the swing. Walk with rock, so you think I'm in.
So you think I'm in.
In the club, ladies, real crush. We just blush. Smile to the fan, what's up? Is your hair right? Is your dick too tight? Got the first, but the first, wild out, that's right. Now take it over the dance floor. Take it over the dance floor. Take it over the dance floor. Now take it over the dance floor. Get to the left. Yup, take a step. 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 Hey, buddy, what you think of me? Do you like my style?
Bad girl is
I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but all my life was underneath him. And now I've been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York's waterway. First, let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. Like it, Mr. American boy.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Tell the promoter we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats. No interview with the enemy, cause I will only make enemies. No Q&A with the Q today, cause I really don't have good to say. Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. You reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? It's all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit he spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard you living.